Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggling right on reading.
Bringing doggers where I go, spinning for the wickedness. I'm living vicious wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We're twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, spinning for the wickedness. I'm living vicious wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We're twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just like in their walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror, horror's losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm. Flashing up and dropping something. Turn around, we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Getting wicked, raising all the bitches. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc, your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll be joining us much later on. Nah, I say we get down to fucking music, since he won't be here later, and we probably won't have any listeners. I'm gonna do like I did last night. Play track after track after track, until maybe somebody calls. If somebody calls in, then I'll fucking come into it. But, till then, yo, we can go track after track.
Like the whole world's deaf and can't understand a word. When you speak what you feel, when you ask how to deal, but nobody has the time to listen and be real. Now you're mad and upset cause of all of the neglect. Got you sitting home all alone, ready to eject. Homeless life that you live cause you can't take it serious. Everybody's bitching and it's making you delirious. Now you feel it's time to take it out on somebody. Their pain ends up being your stress release party. I'm tired of searching for help, don't want these cards that was dealt. So if I want it, I'ma get it myself. And I ain't leaving till I'm satisfied. Break me off, keep it even, motherfucker, or you will get tossed. And if anybody ever tries to take my half, I'll respond first and ask questions last. I'm tired of asking.
Tired of asking, tired of asking.
I'm in control of this journey I'm on. If I ain't getting what I need, then you're doing me wrong. Kind of upsetting, it'll make you wanna take it. Vocalize what you thinking to the ones who always fake it. Send them home to their mama with a gravestone. All curled up cause they had a weak backbone. I think I'm losing it, y'all. Is it me or does the whole
you make it, so I hope nobody's mad at me. People go crazy when there's something that they need, and the only thing you see is a world full of greed. And I don't think that we're here to have a struggle, where every day is turning to a hustle. So I said it before and I'll say it again, that I'ma get mine until the very end. So watch me. I'm tired of asking, time keeps passing, sick of looking like I'm constantly harassing, so gimme or I'm grabbing, gotta get it for the having, ain't no slacking when I'm attacking, no more bragging, taking what ain't yours and thinking you safe, but you ain't safe, that's why you always hiding your face, so if you ever started hating me, I really don't care, I just got tired of asking for my fair share, I'ma get mine, so go get yours, only thing stopping you is opening new doors. Don't hold yourself back, stop asking and take it. Ain't no charging it to the game if you trying to make it. Keep a bird's eye view on the road you choose when you walking through this life without trying to lose. So if I come hunting and I'm coming blasting, that's why I'm known as a killer, cause I'm tired of asking.
Tired of asking, tired of asking, tired of asking. Now it's time to take what's mine.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Tired of asking, tired of asking, tired of asking.
And I might go in when the night kick in and the moon is lit and I'm covered in sins and I wanna confess, but it ain't no preacher to forgive. Guess I gotta live with what I've done to the ones that wanna betray me. Most of them blind, they wanna but can't see. Looking at my shine, they wanna mistake me for being somebody to give a fuck if they bleed, 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 bleed. When I push my knife into someone's life and it gets me hype and I feel that death and I wanna hang on to that high, I'm gonna take it out your flesh. I go way to the right in the dark of the night while the haters wanting me to go left. I just dip to the sick shit with a quick flick, I can raise up, blade that neck. I get a rise off shocking sex, I get a high up pop. Text. I wanna die in a gunfight with the police when I'm not on my shit. I wanna kill with no regret, I wanna feel like I'm the shit. I wanna play the hand I get, outside the house in the van I sit. With a knife and a criminal mind fuck, I can't make my mind up. Breaking from the front or should I sneak in from behind up? Police wanna rewind the CD that is mine cut. They believe I do the shit I've written in my rhyme book, it's true.
I wipe the blood off the page, I should've let it.
It's sounding bad cause the brain I have
a little lost but it can't be found.
So come around me and my clique, get fucked up quick. They say I'm sick but I'd be quick to grab that clit and tee that shit into your bitch ass seat. That's what happens when people underestimate me. When it's all over then I'm taking out all the haters. See we don't give a fuck, I'm about to buck on anybody standing in my way. Filling up with rage,
what the fuck out?
I'm coming to get that pay on your life debt. You bet you could go against full dub. When I be killing I'm showing that love. Got that message from up above cause I'm taking out the evil with my own two hands, bitch. No matter what goes on in my dome, I know I can, bitch. Mine like a rubber band, I think that shit just snapped. Cause you don't mind crack with a fucking bat. Go black when I swing that, I'm fucking done with you. And if you running, bitch, I'm coming for you. What be left to do? Cut him up and a big fuck you to all who doubted this. I
wiped the blood off the page, I should've left it alone. My heart's filled up.
I am a psychopathic sicko. Punch you in your dick hole. Drown you till you wrinkle. Then dump your corpse on Finkel. I get high with Hobson. Zanny pills, we pop some. Me and CM Punkin' drunk and LSD, we drop some.
These hookers, boy, they gives a fuck. Roll me in my pickup truck. I steal the pussy, stick them up. Robert Pitt, when he pick her up. Chase Adams, Wassy mix a lot. Drink some Faygo, it hits the spot. Don't ask how many kids I got. I just say three, but it's a lot.
I am an axe murder boy, Mr. Serial Chopper. I will jump that ass, spasmatic grasshopper. Sit back in the rocker, let's have a glass of vodka. Let you in on a shocker, my boy Shaggy shot a copper.
And ooh, it was noodles of fun. His head busted and nuts like noodles of cum. Why did I do it? Cause screw it, it was really nothing to it. As soon as I drew it, he blew it and he knew it. I went ooh.
I wiped the blood off the plate, I should've left it.
Okay, my software system's crashing. I don't know how long I'll be lasting. There's a virus killing my passion. There gotta be the copycat is passing. Mama maggots in the faggot fashion. Rubber racket bragging when they rapping. Somebody gas them and not the slang word gas them. Put a mask on them with the fumes and zap them. Leave them gasping. I awake to a nightmare. Shit, there's no place like home. Put all the goblins and goons in my tomb. Let's see what happens. Just need a mic on. Spank them. Leave their ass with a red bottle. Gank them or leave them without their red bottle. Hang them by their head legs on the column and thank them. He's the reason the feds got
got them? Who's the best? Me, patrolling. Looking for whose style is stolen. Weed them out and focus on those gloating, cause they're the reason for these poisonous notions. You cats that come in the game, one in the same. Rap with that coming exchange. Talking about what you coming in chains. Get to come in my lane, so you get fucked by the company's train. Thumb through some old shit for you something the same. Watch a real man's life, get you a dumb in his name. Got some sparkling sign and now you dumb in the brain. Came as a man, then you change to a woman for fame. For fame. So ain't no need for refusal. We gon' get this to make yourself useful. Shit, and all you whip out, let them useful. And we are not looking from the same pupils. I see ya,
So tell me who you believe in. Do I
angels
keep you alive? You're worshiping demons, riots all in your eyes. UFO deflation, heaven's far outside. There's a Christ, we saw you night, but just
ever wonder who the one that's really watching? While I walk down Collins, zombies everywhere, turkeys in the air, trying to get a little bit of pills for popping. I'm just asking. Who the fuck behind all these flashes? Street lights on my block, got a cyclops watching everything that passes. Black mask is my fashion. What? Gotta hide my face from harassment. Paranoid that I can't avoid them boys when it's time to get my head bashing. No relaxing, just action. Where else am I supposed to stay? Can't talk about God when the laws of the jungle are all that I see every day. Fake get brave for the fame and the fall. With the eyes on the wall, saw it all. And that was the algorithm used for profit, taking all we can do and pray on. What we prayed on, bomb the Drake on. Yeah, we yell and play on. And the satellites fly in the sky, taking everything down like a house of cards. Now I'm on some different shit. Unplug me quick. Tuck with the whiskey and the amethyst. I'm moving up the ranks in the blackest list. Middle finger up when they snap the picks. I mix life my list. And the problem is, I'm an underground creature of the darkness. Never get light cause we hide from them. Eyes in the sky, always watching, man. Come on.
Three eyes open. Send them to the other side and don't be coming back unless that I've chosen. I fly, I die, all pray to the eyes in the sky. I get them high, dive in and grind out with mine. If you need to cut survive in the time, take a look around and see the die in the line. This is gonna be another time to the dime. Walking them all, blocking the calls from the dark as the dawn. I'm talking to y'all. Every camera got you, I can target them all. Have the book, I'm gonna trust them like I'm already the mom. Watching me, every time I got every monster apostrophe. All up in my shit, they build a colostomy. Mama said I could be whatever I want to be. Cause they never know just who's about to be. In a position that can get you what you got to see. This world is a girl who can vouch for me. Dance on the check up and you got to see the illusion. It's a movie, blue kind of move. Who you for choosing? New suit confusion. We seen confusion. You been on a big screen, eating the shoes. Why they keep a little watch on us all? They playing God in their pockets of law. Pick you up and they dropping you off in the bottom of the spot with the oxygen on. Yeah, they saying that the eyes all seeing. Over everything they're doing, I'm seeing. I'll be running from them all day long, just trying to get a little shut eye in the evening.
So tell me who you believe in. Are you worshiping demons? Fire all in your eyes. UFO deflation. Aliens far out of sight. Is it Christ or stars at night? Or just the off-scene eyes?
We'll play the chorus, the fake ignore this. The eye is the way to the age of Horus. The eye pays the way to your favorite artist. Tells them what to say, then they record it. The hidden symbols resemble emblems. The pyramids set of prism temples. Illuminati's the new monopoly. Cause they can make your career true monotony. Or they can take your career to the top seed. They got the connections to make it move at top speed. You want that blue coupe and that new Ferrari? Make sure the mood of your music folly. Talk about drugs like shrooms and molly. And why you like women that are cool as Barbies. And make sure your crew and their jewels is sparkly. And if they ain't Jays, then their shoes are Barclays. This is what the youth believe. They probably wouldn't believe it if the youth could read. The problem is that we're looking at what used to be. No longer blinded by the image that we used to see. A couple of kids, maybe two or three, with a well-off daddy who got a few degrees, and a beautiful mama who isn't too petite, who's always polite and never rude to me. Today you might run into a Bruce and Steve, shown through the church aisle by the pews and seats, in a hall of matrimony talking to a priest. But the sum is the mark of the future beast. It's the God you pray to, the God that made you. Life is the game that we all are slaves to. If life's a gamble by the odds you play through, then why are you looking for a God to save you?
Tell me who you believe in. Do angels keep you alive? Or are you worshiping demons? Fire all in your eyes. UFO deflation. Aliens far out of sight. Is it Christ or stars at night? Or just the off-scene eye?
Best, 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 best,
we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on, bitch boy?
Trying to get motherfuckers tuned in, but, you know, they ain't doing it.
Why the hell not?
I don't know. Before you called in, I even posted up. Damn, it's boring being the only one called into the JR, and I'm the fucking host. Tune in and call in. We're live right the fuck now. Hit the link or call. But the request is just shoot the breeze. Until then, just give you a straight block of music.
You really say shoot the breeze?
Yes.
Maybe that's why nobody wants to tune in.
Well, what the fuck else was I going to say?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
Keep it breezy. Be breezy.
Oh, man. Really? Keep it breezy.
That's off of that House of Pain show, man. That dude on there always said that.
Yeah.
Are you breezy?
Man, I'm almost tempted to tell fucking Destiny to call in.
Oh, man. Are we really that desperate?
Unfortunately, yes.
Holy shit.
But she probably won't because she's probably busy with her brothers, quote unquote.
Doing what?
I don't fucking know.
She doesn't even listen to us, man. So what's the point of bringing her here?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody to make fun of.
To make fun of.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we've best to do is make fun of her.
Well, what else is there to do when somebody's here?
I don't know.
Because, you know, people don't usually come here and hold conversations. They usually just come here and just sit here.
That's true.
Ask them if anything's new. Nothing. What are you doing? I'm high.
Yeah, that's usually what we get.
It's kind of like responses off of like Facebook or something.
Yeah.
Simple, stupid answers.
Yeah, and that's mainly just in talking all juggle shit.
No, I don't even talk about that shit. I don't talk in there, so. Everywhere else on Facebook.
That's true.
What was that?
That was me yawning.
So do you have that song by Macho Man? That Perfect Friend song?
I do not. I'm signing up for a dating site.
Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll find somebody in Danbury. Hopefully, I'm just hoping their name's not Ashley.
Then go walk around your neighborhood or something, man.
I do, and all I see is little kids.
Go to a different park, playground.
We have no playground in my neighborhood.
Yeah, not since you walked into it.
Nah, man, we've actually never had a playground in my neighborhood.
Damn, man.
I mean, it's not even, the closest playground was like maybe 20 miles away.
Okay.
And that's usually covered in fucking
geese shit.
Geese shit?
Yeah.
Them damn geese putting razor blades on the monkey bars.
Exactly.
Damn things swinging the damn swings all the way around to the top.
Yeah, basically. It's absolutely boring there. I mean, maybe because it's like it's also near the fucking beach that's filled with that fucking fish shit.
Really? What is your obsession with animal shit?
I'm just saying, man, that's exactly what it's all there.
Geese shit. Fish
geese shit.
Shit.
Geese shit, dog shit, fish shit.
Man, at least y'all got a beach and shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking lake with fucking imported sand.
Imported sand from where?
Probably Jersey. Or
man, you don't want that damn sand. You got crabs in it.
Man, ain't no crabs in this one. There's just fucking bees in these one in that fucking sand.
Bees? What?
Yeah. Like fucking yellow jackets and shit like that.
Why is there bees in sand?
Well, there are some bees that go underneath the sand.
And what the fuck bee does that?
Man, it's funny when that, you know, actually dig into the fucking ground.
I don't ever see bees going underground, so I'm kind of lost here. Only time I see a bee going to the ground is when I'm killing it or smacking it.
All right, I'm uploading the Perfect Friend song now by Mr. Perfect, oh, by Macho Man.
Play that song for all of the dead wrestlers now.
Yeah. That's funny. Like you said on fucking Facebook. Man, you had so many people fucking hating on Ultimate Warrior. Now that he's dead. They're not hating anymore.
See, that's the thing though, man. That goes with like anybody. You sit there for the longest time. Somebody has something to say negatively against somebody and shit. And then once that person dies, and then you're strolling through your news feed, whether it be Facebook or fucking Instagram, and you see all these damn things like, damn, man, he's dead, R.I.P., blah, 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 all this shit. Like, really, man? Just a few days ago, you were like, all this dude just go away.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he went away, right? He died.
So it's like, what the fuck, man? Either you didn't like him or you liked him. You don't hate them and then like them.
That's kind of how they do things.
But I mean, that's really true, though, man. It takes somebody dying for, you know, them to get, you know, popular and people like it a bit shit, though.
That's definitely true.
But yeah, man, I mean, if you hated the person of shit, man, that when he dies, don't sit on the internet and just post RIP and shit, man. It makes you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, just don't say anything at all.
Exactly. But no, they don't know how to do it that way.
Like, we know you hate them. Don't play this little game.
Yeah, pretty much.
It goes out to you, stiff. Jeez, wake the fuck up.
Man, I had like two fucking energy drinks.
Well, wake the fuck
jar.
Up then.
But here we go with Macho Man Randy Savage. Perfect Friend. Ooh, yeah.
one goes out to my real close friend and buddy, Kurt Hennig, a.k.a. Mr. Perfect. Just want to let you know that you're missed, but you'll never be forgotten. You've always been an incredible friend. We just want you to know that we got your back, Party System style, from the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Hey, Kurt, we miss you, but we know you're in a better place. It's kinda hard as time goes on and I don't see your face. So I'm clinching and I'm holding on to memories. Remember the times rolling strong, just you and me. It's real hard sometimes to keep it going day to day. But I know you wouldn't want it any other way. So I keep it moving, doing what I gotta do. And as a tribute, I'm dedicating a song to you. Mr. Perfect's the name, it'll never be forgotten. As long as Macho's around, I'ma keep your spot in wrestling history, cause you were all about perfection. It's not a mystery that wrestling was the right selection, cause you were one of the best, very high on my list. Not just in the ring, but out of the ring, you're dearly missed. But your name lives on, we carry on your legacy, cause the passion that you left with us lives on in me. You remember Mr. Perfect? He was always in command. His greatness was so obvious that all could understand. He brightened up a locker room. He made the time go by. He had personality, gregarious, not shy. He really was perfection, but now he's gone away. We're lucky to have known him, and we'll miss him every day, Mr. Perfect.
Random fucking voices like before.
Well, I don't know who that person is.
I don't know either, but that's who's up. And damn it, Mr. Toxic, why do you invite me to shows in North Carolina? I ain't gonna make it to North Carolina. I don't even feel like being around that redneck period. So, fuck you.
Which brings you down to the oh-so-lovely topic of when the hell did ICP get such a hick following?
That's probably during Fuck You Rebel Flag.
Like, there's still people posting this shit for my Southern Juggalos and shit. When the hell did all these fucking hicks start liking ICP? When the hell did ICP fans all become hicks? Fucking rednecks. Honestly, when did this happen?
I don't know.
Like, is it just me, or was I the only one listening to Turtle Records of them hating rednecks? Was I in another world or something?
Apparently.
Because I swore the first couple albums were them hating rednecks, man. But I guess I'm on crack.
Oh, bud.
So explain that to me. Anybody.
Don't know. I mean, if somebody wants to explain it to us, call in.
I would really like a logical explanation to how this happened.
I'd like to know why someone's trying to look like Kane in all Juggalo set.
With or without the mask?
With the mask.
And who might that be?
Asylum bound. Put smash or pass. Don't mean shit to me either way. Either way, I'm just bored. Yeah, you got smash or pass with the fucking Kane mask on.
That nigga will rest in peace. Because he gonna catch a tombstone.
By Kane, Taker, or Brock Lesnar?
Speaking of which, when Brock Lesnar looked like he was going to go for the tombstone at WrestleMania, Buster B was like, I wouldn't trust him doing that. Like, shit, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, man, because it looked like he was about to do that, and then he went to the fucking F5, and he could barely even carry the Undertaker during the F5, too, kept stumbling over himself.
Like, seriously, man, he probably would have fucked up the Undertaker's head and shit, man, doing the tombstone.
Man, he would have killed the Undertaker. What the fuck are you talking about?
It'll be the name of Vampiro's move, nail in the coffin. That's what that would have been.
I mean, come on, what the fuck was that about? I mean, yeah, he practically almost killed him with the F5 too, but still, he would have definitely killed him with that.
That was just bullshit. I don't believe that at all.
I mean, he shouldn't have won. Brock Lesnar should not have won that match. Which is why he's being fired.
They should have pulled what they did with Paige and AJ. They should have brought out, you know, Sting, man, signed him to WWE, first match, boom, beat The Undertaker. That's what they should have did. Something like that.
Yeah. But no, they had Brock Lesnar do it.
Yeah. Fuck you and your Jimmy Jones, man.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good... Okay, match.
No, that match was terrible. The worst fucking match I've seen Undertaker do. I swear. Such a bad match, man. Now, if it was at least a good match and then he lost, I'd understand. But he lost to Brock Lesnar in a very shitty match. So it was terrible.
It's true. It's damn true. And I wish fucking Facebook would make up its damn mind.
What's on your mind?
No, not on my mind. They would make up their minds. Because yesterday...
I was asking Facebook. You conceited son of a bitch.
Because of the fact... Like, was it yesterday, whatever? They had things pushed up again where the home and she was like all switched around back to normal. And then today, it's back to the retarded self looking. It's retarded self.
Yeah. Told you Facebook has dyslexia.
Yeah. I need to stay away from fucking Max Lopez and George. How about the fact Blog Talk gave us an extra fucking two extra buttons on the soundboard that do absolutely nothing?
Well, thank you for those buttons that do nothing, Blog Talk.
Yeah, you got a button that says next and a button that says back. I click both of them, they don't do that shit.
Back to what?
I don't know. It just didn't work. And this is the next button.
They should have, like, buttons that do sound effects or something.
Yeah.
Like, do like a fucking horn or something.
Or like a ghost sounding effect.
For those people that talk too damn much. Or a nice shut up button, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that could work. I mean, we have one of those technically.
Yeah, but that's a skid off of the Tech 9 CD.
Exactly, it takes too long to get to it. Hey, why can't they give us some sound effects? Like a ghost. That was the most horrible sounding ghost I ever heard in my life.
Not hear very many ghosts.
No, I really don't. Let's see, we got somebody who's got a post up in our group.
In our group?
What the fuck? God damn it, motherfucking foreigner.
The fuck?
Danish Akram Kiazi. Auto post. Yeah, that's his name, Danish.
He's a pastry?
I don't know, but he posted up a fucking thing that says, Playboy video for young boys.
What?
He posted up a video for young boys in our group.
For young boys?
Yeah.
Does he know what group he's in?
I don't think so.
Does he know this isn't the child molester group?
Apparently not.
You know, if he wants to post that video somewhere, post it in all Juggalo's chat. They'll like it.
Or go post it on fucking, what's his face, his name? Penguin's fucking page.
Oh, he'll definitely love it. He'll put it in his fat folder.
Exactly. Game deleted. And he's being removed.
I don't even remember seeing this guy in the group.
I don't either. I think people are just coming in and posting things because it's an open group.
Wait, which group was it in?
Juggalo Rider Radio Street Team.
Oh. Don't people got to be added to that, though?
No. I don't think anyways. Edit group settings, let's see. Yeah, no, it says members and admins can post in group.
Okay then.
I make us look like pedophiles up in that damn group posting that bullshit. You know what? This calls for clean cuts and dead sluts.
Excuse me? What is this?
La, 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 la. basket. Cut the fuck up. By 3-6 motherfuckers. Yeah. We're talking about the rotten mouth motherfucking serial killer with the sinister.
Are you sure?
What the fuck did I just listen to?
Clean Cuts and Dead Sluts by
Rotten Mouth. I feel like I was in hell listening to all the demons float around or something. Like, that shit was retarded. Big old clusterfuck of nonsense.
Oh, man.
No. No. This is why I do not do horrorcore. Sorry. But seriously, man, do you like that song?
Yeah, I should do.
I don't know what the hell you see in it.
That's a track that was done by one of my old homies, Rotten Mouth, Secret Sinister, and Skinny Sick, and I believe Kid Crusher is up on there.
I couldn't tell what the hell they were saying at all.
Rotten Mouth was actually a good homie of mine from back when I worked for working in a tent.
Yeah, well, it's not my cup of tea.
Listen here, William Regal.
William Regal? The fuck? That song was so bad it could have hurt my head.
Well, it could have hurt your hat. What the fuck?
My head.
Oh, I thought you said
it
your hat.
It could have made my head explode.
Oh, man, yeah. I guess when you said hat.
No, why would I say hat?
I don't fucking know.
I don't even wear hats. So why the hell would I be talking about a hat?
Yeah, why would it be breaking your hat?
How do you break a hat?
Well, I don't know. I have a really fat bitch sit on it.
What the hell is a fat bitch sitting on my head for?
To give you some damn pussy.
No.
What's
my face?
Girl,
my face has a weight limit, all right?
Yes, 500 pounds.
500 pounds? That's a fat fucking bitch.
Well, I mean, at least you can say you died fucking getting some pussy.
Pussy I didn't want.
Oh, bud. No, this dude can't spell cycle whatsoever.
Here we
so
go
he's
again.
Not getting at it.
We were just
can't
talking about this
can't.
Yesterday.
I mean, see, he can't even spell his own name.
What the fuck is that?
Dan I.O.
What?
D-A-N-I-A-L.
I see. I didn't know people spelled Daniel like that.
Yeah, they put psycho. P-S-Y-C-K-O.
K? Fuck, did you get the K from?
Hey, where's your fucking H?
What the hell, man?
Yeah, he wants to join Juggalo Rider Radio. Fuck out of here.
No, nigga.
Yeah, two friends in the group already.
Then who's that?
John Carter and Benjamin Philip Holcomb.
Who the fuck are these people?
No, I don't know, but they're getting deleted.
Because they're friends with somebody that can't spell.
Exactly. I mean, what the fuck?
That's what I was saying about that last song.
This dude's just dope. He's not even a friend of mine.
Of course he's not.
Let's see, you got 37 mutual friends. Half of them I don't remember adding to my page. Let's see.
she can stay on my page. She looks good. But no, sir.
Just answered your own question.
But no, sir, you are not allowed on Juggalo Rye Radio. You can't, because your friend would do that, can't spell his own name.
Then you'd have to delete a lot of people.
Yes, I would.
So while you were selling things at GameStop today, did you pick up any other games that you're probably going to trade in next week?
No, not yet. I'm going to look on GameStop.com and see what I can find there.
So how much did you pay for that remote control?
Like $18.
And you got $4 for it. How does that make you feel?
Pretty fucking retarded.
So just fucking kept it.
Why? I don't need two.
Well, you're dumbass, you probably lose it. You don't need another one.
No, because the other remote I just keep on my bed. Pre-owned games. Let's see, they have a pre-owned game. What? Oh, fuck, what I got here? Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, maybe. I haven't played Call of Duty in forever.
You poor thing.
Hey, look, they have Ghetto G's favorite game, Brink, for $3.
It's not my favorite game, but it's an RA game. I'm going to take it full into fucking first person shooter games, though. Fuck all that.
I can find here. I'm going from the cheapest game of pre-owned, MotorStorm. Eh, maybe it's 99 cents.
Jeez, it's a good game.
Yeah, for 99 cents, it better be.
Jeez. For 99 cents, and you just spent $18 on a remote, you got $4 for. And you're complaining about 99 cents.
DJ Hero Software. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Rock Band. I have no interest in Rock Band.
Get Rock Band. All 50 of them.
I don't want that either.
I don't want that either. It's not a game. I was just saying there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I know there are. Ridiculous. They Rock Band AC/DC. The fuck? No, go away. Well, here's a game I would try, but it's not for fucking order.
And what's that?
Beowulf, the game.
Really? I fucking had to read that book in high school.
Here, you can get the Beatles Rock Band. And be the Beatles.
What do I want that for?
Because then you could be John McCarthy. Or John Lennon. Whichever motherfucker was a part of the Beatles when they were alive.
When they were alive. Two of them were still alive.
Yeah. How much longer?
Jeez. Excuse me, Grim Reaper.
Okay, yeah, it's Paul McCarthy. I don't know why I called him John for.
I don't even know what the hell you were saying. I was just letting you go.
Nope. Wait, so which fucking Beatles still alive?
Ringo Starr.
Oh. Yeah, he'll be dead soon. He's 73.
Jeez, man.
Paul McCartney. I don't know what I'm calling Paul for.
I don't know, man. But they just had a special not too long ago.
Oh, like I said, I wonder why they call him Paul for. That's not even his fucking name. It's funny because Paul is his fucking middle name. I'm guessing he must have hated that name so much that his first name, so much he decided to go with his middle name.
Or he's just dumb like the rest of the world of people that go by their middle names.
That too. Damn it, fucking GameStop. Why can't you just put games up on here that are available to buy? Not ones that are not available to buy online.
I don't know. They had that Fallout 3 over here for like $5.
That was like a horrible game as well.
Why? You like those shooting games?
I do, but that game just looks absolutely horrible. There you go, you can get Yo Star 2 in the movies.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I just came across it just now.
Never even heard of that.
I never had it either. Tell now. Half these games that are showing on here aren't even available. So what the fuck's the point of that?
That's kind of like stores that have things online that you can't buy off of their website.
Yeah. Why the fuck put that shit up there if you can't buy it on their website?
No idea.
Look, the game you were talking about, Fallout 3. $5. But not online. It's only in the store.
How much is it online?
$4.99.
Say $4.99?
Yeah.
But you just said it's not $5 online.
No, I said it's not available online. You have to go to the store to buy it.
All right, then. It's probably still there.
Well, maybe I'll find out tomorrow. I'm going to probably go to the mall tomorrow.
Weren't you just there today?
Yeah. I mean, I mainly went there to buy some more, see if I could find some good sheets at Macy's or something, but nope.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I don't feel like spending fucking $85 on a fucking thing of sheets for a bed.
$85? Get loaded.
Yeah, really. Like, seriously, like, you went there, and you would have fucking just spending. They want $200 for a fucking sheet set.
Go to Walmart.
What the fuck is Pure? The fuck is... Oh, it's a Disney movie.
You know, something like your girlfriends usually aren't.
Oh, it's a fucking motocross type thing. Man, I used to play these games a lot. Again, they were actually good. I'm trying to remember what game it was I used to play for PS2. I think it was like Off-Road, like ATV or something like that. Off-Road. Only thing I remember about that game was it had fucking Seven Dust Denial on it.
That's not even part of the game.
No, well, no. I mean, that was one of the traps that they had for it.
But that's sad. That's what you remember out of the game. You don't remember the game.
Hey, it happens.
It must have been a great game.
It was. I don't remember what the hell it was.
Don't remember the name of it. Don't remember what it was. Don't know what I did in the game. But there was a song that I liked, though.
Was it? It was, wait, was this the one? Yep, that's it. ATV Off-Road Fury. Had fucking stuff from fucking Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Primus, Anthrax, Seven Dust. It was a fucking amazing game. I wonder if I could find it for PS3. I'd buy it again and play it again.
You'd probably buy that for $5 on, like, the PlayStation Store or some shit.
Yeah, probably. I wonder if I could find it for fucking PS3. Nope. They have MX versus ATV Reflex. Don't even know what the fuck those are. Oh, motocross versus ATV. Fuck out of here.
So I finally completed Infamous 2, though.
Yeah, I still gotta do that.
On the good side.
On the good side. Now, all you gotta do is play it again and finish it on the bad side.
Yeah. Although I was kind of disappointed with the ending. It wasn't, you know, cool like the last game.
Man, I still gotta finish the first one as well as it is.
Yeah, well, pretty much did everything on the game except play, like, a couple side missions. I didn't play any of those fucking missions that people created because that shit is retarded.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's this one thing where there's these generator things that just move and they slide through the buildings and shit. I don't even know what the fuck the point of it is. Or, like, there's cars floating in the sky, you gotta jump across. Who the fuck made this?
Who knows?
Fuck all that shit. And I only found, like, 21 of those birds out of 29.
Oh, well.
I don't know why none of the other ones showed up. I don't know where the other 8 are.
Like anybody does.
All I know is the thing at the beginning of that game really has no purpose at the end of the game. Well, I mean, it's a main piece of the story, but, like, it's not like a huge battle at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck that.
So what you did at the beginning against the beast is pretty much, you know, all you're going to do.
Really?
Well, a little fighting again towards the end, but that's it. Not like a huge battle, like a big boss or anything.
Look at all these horrible games they have up on here. Fucking Assassin's Creed. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's your favorite game, man.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here with that bullshit. It was stupid. Maybe I'll get Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Didn't you already have it?
I have it somewhere. I just don't know where I put it.
Don't know where you put it.
Or Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Don't you have that too?
No, I got War for Cybertron.
Man, here, I got a better idea. The games you have, complete them, and then get a new game.
Well, I mean, I can get rid of Mortal Kombat. I completed that game.
Mortal Kombat's that?
The new one. Remember the one I bought? The one that comes with a Freddy Krueger?
You completed that game? You beat the whole story?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Completed one. What about the other ones? The other, like, six that you have?
I got Bleach. I mean, I've beaten that game so many times, but I was going into the fucking side shit so I can kill motherfuckers.
Like, Infamous 2, Heavenly Sword, a Ninja Gaiden game, fucking...
I haven't even started fucking Heavenly Sword yet.
See, man, play the games you got, man. What the hell are you waiting for?
Man, I started fucking Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah, you got Lollipop Chainsaw. That was another one.
I don't know, man. I mean, I like the stock up on games and see what seems good first.
Stock up on the games and never fucking play them. That sounds like a great plan.
Here,
what the fuck,
man? I can get Kung Fu Rider.
What the fuck is that?
Move your way through a city on a highway, high-speed getaway. Catapult through the wild, untamed city streets of Megalopolis as you use the... Oh, never mind. PlayStation Move. I don't have a PlayStation Move.
Nor do you move when you play PlayStation.
Hell no, I just sit on my fucking fat ass.
Well, I mean, if you had that, it would probably help with your, you know, sweaty hand issue.
That's true. Maybe I can find one up on here for cheap. Borderlands. That was a good game. I mean, when I played it, I was a demo.
Well, why don't you get that game?
I just might. But I'll see if it's... I want to see if it's cheaper in the store than it is online. Because sometimes they have things that are cheaper... Sometimes things are cheaper in the store than it is online. Or vice versa, things are cheaper online than it is in the store.
Speaking of which, you still got that Bioshock?
Ah, man, that's what that game a while ago.
Oh, did so.
It's a horrible game. I don't understand why fucking Monica Lee loves it so much.
Speaking of which, Heroes of Cosplay comes back in May.
Hell yeah. Hopefully Monica Lee's a part of it.
On May 27th.
Yeah, but is she going to be a part of it?
I don't really care. All I know is the show's coming back on. And Yaya will be there.
Man, I'm hoping... Matter if we're lucky, maybe fucking Jessica Lee will be a part of it this time.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, but hey, it's just hoping.
And that's going to be on a Tuesday, so give you something to watch on a Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
Ain't nothing ever on Tuesday.
No, no it's not. Wow. Funny thing is that this isn't going to be season two. It's going to be season one again.
Well, yeah, there was only how many episodes of the season? Like six?
Six.
Yeah. So it's a continuation.
That's fine by me. I don't want to smoke my fucking e-cigarette. I forgot air.
What? What the hell was that?
What was what?
What is that? Are you fucking cold too, man? Do you have electricity running through your body? What was that?
No.
That zapping noise.
That was probably my fucking e-cigarette.
Why does it sound like that?
Because I had to turn it on.
Turn it on? The fuck?
Yeah.
E-cigarettes. How do they work?
Well, they have disposable ones, and they have one called Crisscross, which you can turn on and off.
That sounds like you got a fucking taser or something.
And, especially with these ones, they're rechargeable, so which means you don't really have to worry about batteries.
Charging cigarettes. The fuck?
Yeah. Crisscross e-cigarettes. I need more fucking liquid for this shit. So let's see what I can find.
Yeah. See? Smoking's retarded no matter what the fuck you're smoking.
let's see. Now, what the fuck was that site I was on earlier? I had the fucking e-cigarettes. God damn it. Motherfucking computer. Internet.
Not witches.
Both. SX Brands, there we go. Damn it, stop asking me for my age. I'm 27, bitch. Okay, now how the fuck do you buy this shit on here?
You don't.
Oh, what the fuck? I want to buy these.
No.
Become a distributor. I don't want to become a distributor. I just want to buy a fucking liquid. I want the strawberry. I want the fucking Tutti Frutti. I want the fucking bubble gum. I want the peach. I want the fucking pina colada. I want the fucking menthol berry blast.
Jeez, I want the fruity bastard.
I want the mint chocolate. I want the grape pixies.
Of course you do.
I don't know what this fucking next button does. I click it. It don't do nothing. I hit the back button. Nothing. Ah, such a shame. They give us buttons that don't work.
Well, why don't you give us a song to listen to?
We can definitely do that.
But not that shit you played last time.
How about Butcher Babies? Jesus needs more babies for his war machine.
That's better.
We're talking about it.
And we're back.
What?
You have a phone over there? Screaming into the phone? Like a Destiny?
Like a Destiny?
Yeah, that bitch screams into the phone all the time. Every time she talks, or whenever she does talk. Like, I want to hear in my room! It's like, bitch, shut up before we smack you.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. I don't know. We have no listeners. Where the fuck are our listeners at? Get the fuck in the room. And tune the fucking... Man, seriously, where the fuck are our listeners at?
Well, look at this. Isn't this nice? If this isn't calling for attention, I don't know what is, Havoc. Smash or pass. By the way, got a question for the fam. Everyone I talked to said that I'm ugly. Is that true? Huh, Havoc?
Yes. It's true. She's ugly. Yeah, I saw that same post. I wanted to stab the bitch. Just to show her how ugly she is. I mean,
who the hell posts a to-do list? What the fuck? Who the fuck cares what you're doing tomorrow?
Fuck if I know. Bah.
Man, this damn... That white girl right here, man, always posting some sappy bullshit and whatnot. And then she only likes black guys, and I guess she thinks all these black guys want to come over and watch sappy movies with her.
Who the fuck is that?
Does that work? No.
But see, it must be up in all juggalo chat.
No, I'm talking about somebody on my page.
Amy Nichols. If you really want to show the load that you like them, strip naked, walk up to them naked and just start fucking them. There you go.
That's the only way you can show somebody you like them.
Well, apparently she goes, how do I tell a juggalo that I like him, and how can I get that through his mind and make him want me more? That's what she said.
Well, why don't you just tell them that you like them?
Well, yeah.
But if you really insist on sleeping with him, go right ahead. I'm sure he'll like you afterwards.
Yep. Look, Josh Villa. Not sure if my weed is that good or these girls are just sluts.
Yeah, they're just sluts.
Yep. I mean, look at this fucking bitch with the fucking bathroom picture.
What?
I said, look at this bitch with the fucking bathroom picture. I mean, clearly she's in a fucking bathroom at, like, a fucking public place. There's a slut right there.
Oh, look at all these people excited about Mayhem Fest. Nobody.
Kaylee Jane Jekyll Howell. Young lady, how old are you? Well, clearly she has braces, some fucked up teeth, so she's probably too young to be up here.
She's about 16.
Yeah, probably. Come back when you're fucking 25 and no braces.
What the hell? Tech Nine was that Wizard World?
The fuck was this?
Whenever it was in St. Louis. Got this picture right here of him and, I guess that thing from Resident Evil, Silent Hill or some shit.
Damn.
That's interesting. I didn't know the Tech Nine went to things like that.
Well, now we do. Close. There you go.
What the hell are you screaming at?
I don't know. But kind of Juggler Rider has 4 new likes and 16 new views.
That's great. Where the fuck are they?
I don't know.
Jesus, man. Fucking Page wins the title. Now there's like a million page fucking pages on Facebook.
There's like a million fucking pages. These people are just retarded. Fuck him up. Kick him in the jaw. Blah, blah, blah.
Who kicked Willie Bubba's ass? I do.
Probably the fat motherfucker just getting his ass kicked. Damn rednecks.
Yay, rednecks.
Can my little juggalo get some whoop whoops? Yes, female, I'm OG and don't like juggalette. Sorry, but not sorry. No.
What?
Apparently her daughter is a juggalo. Because she doesn't like juggalettes.
The hell is this saying? What the fuck is this? This gotta go under. What the fuck did I just read? I feel like Nicki Minaj has done more for black people than Martin Luther King ever could. Nicki has her own clothing line. What?
Oh, fuck? What the fuck put that?
I don't know. This is something posted and reposted off of somebody's Twitter.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's not on my page. I'll kill someone.
Nicki Minaj is more iconic than Martin Luther King. Nicki has more Twitter followers and is on the Forbes list.
Oh, shut up, Andrea. Ugly bitch. Post up. All right, dude, listen up. If you want to comment on a girl's pic and tell her she's hot, sexy, cute, whatever, go for it. That's fine. If you want to ask her to add you, go right ahead.
But for fuck's sake, please don't go into any explicit gross detail about what you want to do to her. Take that shit to the inbox or something. Have some decency. Be respectful. Hashtag respect squad. Hashtag I think Ghetto Jesus died.
No, I was reading a picture that somebody posted of Ultimate Warrior and what he said from Raw.
What did he say from Raw?
The last thing that he said on Raw. Just whatever he's out there talking. Fucking taser.
Man, if I had a taser, I'd taser every single ugly bitch in Danbury.
Man,
them all dead.
You'd be sitting there tasering yourself.
I'd probably do that too.
Like,
waking myself up. The only way I know
what's
how.
What's going on, everybody? Out there.
Hey, it'd be fun.
Like, the next track, that business.
I have to do that too. Like I said, it'd be fun.
Yeah. Be fun for everybody that got to see and hear it.
Well, to get more listeners.
All right. That's one way we're going to get new listeners. We're going to post a video of you tasering yourself.
I should steal this picture from this chick.
No.
Damn it.
Stop with the fucking smash her pass.
Yes. Stop it.
Hashtag, what the fuck, Kissa? Why are you watching porn on Twitter? Hissa.
So,
she goes, does anyone else have a bunch of porn on their Twitter newsfeed?
If I was on Twitter, I would. Holy shit, man. No wonder that girl got braces.
Oh, fucking that. We'll check.
That girl you were just talking about.
Yeah, I told you she got some fucked up teeth.
Yeah, man. That's why she got some braces. My God. Speaking of naked pics on Twitter, you can go check out Jenny Miller on Twitter. She has nude photos there, apparently. Oh, look. Now, Mr. Toxic is upset that Ultimate Warrior has died.
He just now found out.
That was posted yesterday.
Okay.
bunch of Ultimate Warrior pages as well.
Pretty much. Should the WWE Network do something for fucking Ultimate Warrior?
What'd they do?
I don't know. Started at 8.
Started at 8?
Oh, here we go. They're still doing it. What they're doing is like WrestleMania and shit like that. See what they do so far. They did,
So does that mean they're going to run the Ultimate Warrior DVD then?
Probably.
There you go. Somebody made a picture of AJ Lee saying she has a better ass than Kim Kardashian.
That's true. It's damn true.
Because I saw that on the news earlier today. People talk about Kim Kardashian's ass.
Man, there's one that's one that does not need to be on the news. I'm sorry, but we do not need nightmares.
Like, that's not even news. I mean, the big thing going on over here today, though, was some kid went to school and stabbed over 20 people.
But yet the biggest news of them all was Kim Kardashian's ass.
Well, that was on something else. But the big breaking news was some kid going to school and stabbing a bunch of people. No, nothing too serious, though, but, like, what the fuck? He's damn kids.
Yeah, what the hell?
And why couldn't anybody take his kid down with just a knife?
Yeah, right?
Like, I mean, he could stab the security guard.
What the fuck? Are they going to take him down with this knife?
Like, it took like a while or something like that to actually, you know, take him down and, you know, make him stop doing shit. But, like, how did you even stab 20 people or whatever the hell that short a period of time?
Fuck, I know.
Lucky for those kids, I guess, because school's going to be out for a couple days.
Man, my question for that is, don't the cops carry fucking tasers?
The cops weren't there until afterwards.
Well, don't security guards carry fucking tasers usually?
They carry flashlights. No, I don't know what the fuck they carry.
What's they going to do? I'm gonna shove my flashlight in your eye until you stop stabbing people.
Maybe they got whistles like Day Day.
Yeah, because that is it. Oh, what the fuck? Man, someone posted a fucking, decided to become Mr. T, posted a fucking proverb up in all juggles chat. Somebody would be from on saying, man, I read it all the way through thinking it was a joke. No punchline. I want my 30 seconds back.
What?
Yeah, well, yo, I'm gonna piss him off by saying fuck your god.
What the fuck? Why do I have to see this? About the 4 new likes and 16 new views.
I don't know.
I didn't realize I had to see it. The only time you hear Havoc typing real fast. Fuck your God.
Wait, come on, we'll get... I'll put in this. Interesting, but I agree with Eric. Take your God shit somewhere else.
Yeah, take it along with your smasher pass.
Yeah, and shove it up his ass.
I'd shove it up his bitch's ass. Smash your pass. Add me. That's not the question. Of course that bitch is blocked.
Smash a pass, add me. That's all that shit.
That's the greatest response. Add me.
Hey, maybe Danny Perfect calling. She just liked my status of, damn, it's boring being the only one on Juggalo Rider Video.
Well, she did just post a status saying, fuck everyone, so.
Look, I pissed somebody off. I was the one that can't spell.
No, don't piss them off.
He responded and said, I didn't come to shove anything down your throat. Completely misspelled throat. I come to spread the good news. I'm responding with, when I see news of God, it's never good news.
That wasn't important at all.
It's always shitty news.
Can't this damn shit go faster so we could just see Sharon Lloyd in the bathtub?
Oh, fuck! Yo, send me a link.
Relax, nigga, damn. It's gonna be a picture. Because each puzzle piece to, like, her album she puts out, you know, and it's gonna make a picture at the end. And you already got, like, a third of it and whatnot, and it's clearly her laying in a bathtub.
Eddie Dodd, I come to spread my legs. Oh, just kidding, bro.
Spread my legs? What?
Yeah, that's what this dude said.
What the hell?
Dude, no need to be hateful. It's what he believes in. As long as he ain't forcing it upon you, shouldn't matter. Well, anytime I see someone fucking posting shit about God, it feels like they are fucking trying to shove it down our throats as it is.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be in that conversation for a while.
He goes, and they would respond with, if you want to bring RCP into this, they said,
May the Juggalos find God. Yeah.
Why do you gotta bring ICP in that?
Yeah, right. I'm responding with, I found my God, and it's not yours.
And who is your God?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader? Nice. Oh, look at this. All teen juggalos. Yeah, that'll work. Who is your god? Darth Vader. Anybody want to blaze at the Gathering movie? No. What the hell is PS3E?
I don't know.
Oh, look at this dumbass with this shitty hatchet man on his nipple.
I put that too. I found a god, just not yours. His name is Darth Vader.
Oh, that bitch is scary. What the fuck was that? Is that a girl?
I'm just curious, had a girl. Oh, bud. That bitch is scary. Wait, is that a girl?
I had to make sure. Would you smash or pass this girl's first, second, or third roll? Look at this fucking ugly bitch. God, I hate stupid people. Me too.
God, I hate people that talk about God.
No, nigga, this is not that conversation.
I had to my shit off and tell people, my God is Darth Vader.
There goes this asshole now. I'm going to try to smash your pants with my gang rags on.
No, fuck.
Damn, why? When did this shit become popular? Smash your pass.
I don't know.
Anyone want to kick me in the face?
Yes. Every motherfucker says, pass, I want to kick you in the face.
Come on, how this head is? Did you get this t-shirt? But I can't even get that t-shirt. Fuck, she get fat kid sizes. Sure, fuck wasn't at Spencer's. What the hell, man? Everybody's painting their fucking kids up.
Yeah, right? It's not Halloween.
What the hell is this Sons of Anarchy nonsense?
I don't know.
I don't like bikers.
I don't either. They're a fucking club.
They're a club. That was the stupidest reason. They're a club.
Yeah, man. Remember that old dude that commented on my fucking status saying he was on a bike club, but then he realized it was a gang, so he got out of it.
I don't remember that. But this bitch right here is ready for a cum shot, though. Like, for real, man. She got her head tilted back, her tongue out. She's ready. She's probably like 15, though.
Must be on Google chat.
Well, duh. Where else can I find all this nonsense?
Must be talking about the chick with no makeup.
She got her face painted.
And I didn't see that. I didn't see that trick at all.
Well, why the hell not, Havoc?
Because too many people fucking pasting, posting, talking about their fucking bullshit god that we don't give a fuck about. I'm about to get back into that fucking comment and say, take your god, take your Jesus, and shove him up your ass.
I don't like bikers because they're a club.
It's true.
Man, that cane, dude, he got the shitty cane mask, though.
Yeah. He went to Smash and Pass because he's... Ah, there she is, Jessica Springs, looking for her comes up. Ugly bitch, too.
No. The girl's name is Rachel Hammock.
Oh. I haven't gone to her yet, either. Let's see. Maz Rowland. Christopher Fleetwood.
Got my gang rags on and ready to bang.
Person put the fucking question mark upside down in the wrong way. How you fuck at him?
I don't know. No, this bitch is ugly with some fucked up teeth.
What the hell is this thing?
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, it's a dude.
What is this thing? Oh, it's a dude.
There's frightening things on here, man. You don't understand.
Here we go. Rachel, whatever the fuck her name is. With her tongue out.
Why does this person have a tattoo upside down?
Who the fuck knows?
Where's the picture upside down?
Probably.
Man, that's a shitty-ass fucking hatchet man, too. Speaking of these pictures, you know, the whole this could be us thing. The best one I saw was this could be us, but I'm fat. You know, the picture of some dude lifting up a girl and shit.
Lee Yates. You look
like
there
you go. I think that's the scary thing.
You look like an ugly female.
He fits right in here.
Of course, Boone. You're the only one that would probably spot that bullshit.
Oh, great. What did he spot now?
I was watching Bad Grandpa, and while they were eating in the store, what do I see? Faygo!
I did see that.
I didn't, because I didn't really give a fuck about the damn movie. That's too,
the movie sucked, though, man. But somebody said that that was their favorite movie. Are you serious? Have you not watched movies before? Why do the young-ass girls have, like, a million comments on their pictures?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, by the way, that tattoo is not upside down there, ghetto. It's just a picture that's upside down.
That's what I asked.
Because it's on her, it's on that Let's Die, or leg, whatever. I just took it upside down.
Okay, then. Could have turned it around. You know, Facebook does have that option.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Harley Pauling. Fuck you haters, kiss my big white fucking ass.
No.
Bitch, your ass probably looks like an alien.
Here we go again.
Nobody. Amanda Lynn. Why the fuck are you taking an upside down picture, bitch?
Yay, upside down photo.
Yeah, they're so fucking amazing, ain't they? Oh, I'm upside down. You can see that on my shirt. Don't call me a whore. Can you see my cleavage?
Whore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sure hope nobody sees my boobs in this photo.
See?
Why the hell's this dude got pictures of frogs in his bathroom?
Eddie Dodd, great. And God said, let there be light so that Allah may kill all who are infidels. Damn terrorists. Yep.
So funny.
And he goes, if you don't like it, praise Muhammad. You're the fourth Jesus.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but no. Vader is the force, not Jesus.
Praise be to Vader!
Yeah, so...
Where's that fucking idiot again? Fucking... JT! Is that the only photo this person has?
Yes.
Him in the mirror with the knife? I feel like I'm playing Clue.
It was
JT in the bathroom with the knife.
Oh, bud. Can this what do? Sure, I'll give a whoop whoop be a big old titties.
Big old titties.
Damn it, people, I'm getting tired of seeing the same old pictures over and over again. Ay, 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 ay.
Lacey, Diane, Hanna, go away.
Okay, then.
Your next test is going to be of you fucking praying with the Hatchaman.
Who?
Some dude. There we go, fucking Von Jason. I use his head like a wrecking ball.
Did you really use like that?
Why not?
Because that was just strange.
You know, I think it's funny, though, because you see all the fucking chicks in here going... Smash a pass. Everyone fucking says smash. You see dudes up there saying smash a pass, they get nothing back. Except that I say pass to everyone that posts that smash a pass bullshit.
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
It's more like I'm seeing shit or something.
Why? What are you seeing? Stink bugs again?
Nah, dude. I could have sworn there was a fucking spider on my wall. What the fuck? Last time I do acid before Juggler Rider Radio. Facebook is boring as fuck.
Yes, it is.
Like, seriously, nobody even posts anything important.
They really don't.
The thing people like to do most on Facebook is report photos. That's it.
I know.
Other than that, they don't do anything. That's what they're really passionate about, reporting photos.
I think it's funny how this one dude fucking goes.
What do you mean? I'm 18 for real. Andrew D goes. Gabriel, if you're by 18, you mean 13, then of course we believe you. Gabriel Thomas, oh my God, some motherfucker's gonna die. Yes, kill the bitch.
Yeah, dude, it's about time, man. I give that kid props.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Get it done. Why do people keep posting that? Who cares how old people are?
Yeah, right? But this is funny. I'm just reading all this shit. Got you threatening to kill fucking Andrea. He's like 13.
It's probably the best thing I've seen all night. Hell yeah, there goes that great ass of that girl right there.
Yeah, right?
You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. What the fuck?
You're right, I don't. All I heard was fucking chick with nice ass.
Yeah, her name on here is Cherry Crush. She's that girl that does those porns and whatnot.
Oh yeah, did you tell me about her?
I don't know how you would describe her. Maybe like an emo type bitch.
Yeah, probably.
But she got a nice ass. And she hot. Fuck it, bored and gonna delete some of you. Yes. Do it, Colby.
I love seeing the fucking eat thugs up in all Juggalo's chat.
Oh god, what now?
That Gabriel dude saying, let's see, he goes, that's funny because nobody even mentioned about stabbing the motherfucker. He just goes, the motherfuckers act like this, they're not, they are not true fam. You guys acting like I don't know my age and realize what I welcome you. But wait, get this. I welcome you to come stab me if you want to step up. Nobody even mentioned anything about stabbing him.
Well, may as well go stab him.
Yeah, right?
Look at that, man. Talking about geese. There's a fucking photo that Rabbit posted on some. Are these the geese that hurt your poor calf?
Probably.
Most hated wrestler alive. Right now, Brock Lesnar is, yes.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Jeez, this person poked. I don't even know what I just said. This person right here just boasted fuck everyone, too.
Everybody got a whole fucking one binge right now.
Man, you just turned like Chinese right there.
Queen Jahonya. Man, it's funny with all these people. Back in like eat thugs.
Stab me if you want to stab me. Even though nobody mentioned you anything about you being stabbed.
Stab him anyway.
If you want to stab, somebody go stab, damn it, Andrea.
Yes.
I mean, you already said you're going to fucking kill somebody.
Anybody
got stabbed yet? No. Apparently, that Gabriel dude got stabbed with a 8-inch military knife.
Okay.
I highly doubt that. I'm going for this fucking entire post to get deleted.
You're right. Not until somebody tags the assholes.
Oh, it got deleted.
Yay.
All I noticed is because it's taking forever to load the comments. That's why I just. Wait, good point. Dale goes, God's not fake. Dude responds, okay, show me some actual proof, physical proof he isn't, and I'll start believing. Time's up. Dale responds, everything from trees to life. That ain't God. That's what you call science and evolution.
About that. That James dude from the group wants a photo of the Matrix.
No, he probably was.
No, saying he wants it to say, what if I told you you could post a selfie without posting Smash or Pass? It would be perfect, but I really don't like this guy.
Nope. I mean, what the fuck? You don't need all these damn Smash or Pass bullshit. See, this is why, if you were smart, James, you would start deleting all the Smash or Passes.
Yeah, too bad. That's not gonna work.
Yeah, right.
Idiots.
Tiffany the Edge, you look like a fucking dude. You probably are a dude. So get your master pass bullshit out of the way.
There goes good old Liz Katz sitting on her bathroom floor taking pictures.
Gabriel, you e-thug, leave the group. Nobody cares.
You care.
Okay, dude goes, don't do fucking comments saying, now that's better. Gabriel's like, who's this dude? No clue. Gave you a response. He has the same last name as you.
What?
Apparently she's supposed to know the guy because he has the same last name as her. It's like, And, no, Julie Kitchell is not the admin of this group. She's just a really dumb, ugly bitch. That was true.
So where the hell are you fighting with people at?
I was fighting with somebody in the fucking, under that god shit.
Which is where?
I don't know if it's still there. We'll find out. There it is.
There we go.
Steve Panther goes, Dale is a result of eating the brown acid. Eric goes, can I get an amen, Steve? And he's like, stay away from the brown acid, Dale. Oh, bud. Now, what the fuck do I need to see Lil Wayne? Go away, Lil Wayne. Die. Yeah. That's a really tasty burp.
Oh, shit.
The fuck? Well, now we know. James is a pedophile.
Why is this?
Well, let's see. First go. Admins will be deleting all underage Smasher Pass posts. Smash is basically someone... It's basically asking if someone would have sex with you. This is in all age groups. I do not want 14-year-olds asking 40-year-olds if they will have sex with you. In this post... In those posts, both the person posting up and the person answering them... Need to be over 18 for decision reasons. Teens, please post those kind of questions in other teens chat, teens to other teens in the teen chat, but not here. I know you may not understand, but it is for your own safety. The bad men are real. As a middle schooler, one of my best friends, best female friend, was raped and beheaded. I know how real this can be. They never caught the man that murdered her. Please be safe. And he goes, I am taken, but if I wrote Smash on a selfie then later realized she was 13, I would be deleting that shit real quick. I don't know what the fuck they are putting in milk these days, but 14-year-olds with double Ds are creeping me out. Quote, unquote, for only 13, she has some big tits. Better ball. Looking at a 14-year-old's tits, what the fuck's the matter with you? All hail Lord Vader. Yeah.
But who fucking cares about that picture?
I don't know. Oh, testify, Brother Ghetto G. The force is strong in this one.
Brother Ghetto G, huh?
People fight about God, stupid. They are.
Oh, Damn it, Yoda.
Hey, beat him, Yoda.
Wait, no. Yoda, praise to be.
yet wordos. It say God smoked it. It was food for Adam and Eve. Holy shit. And not only are they fighting about God, one dude's fighting with the dude about God that can't spell for his life.
The other dude's fighting about God and weed.
So why do we care that God is a stoner? Like, what?
I don't know. I think they're fighting about God and shit, but yet we're praising Yoda.
I know, right? Vader. We're praising fucking Star Wars. How many languages does C-3PO speak?
I don't remember. Wait, I'll put in something better. Saint Han Solo will smite you all. For now, worshiping the Almighty Vader. Damn it, your God was never even on Earth. So how the fuck would he have been able to do anything?
Oh, man, I fucked that up, man. What, my damn dyslexia. God damn it.
CBO. Who the fuck is C? Yo.
C3.
Wow, so it's now 3CPO.
Fuck you.
See, man, it's Erg, your nose. He even put it all caps. Almighty Vader.
He's just jumping in because ain't nobody really caring what he's saying. Wait, what the hell did you say? What did I miss here?
I said, I put Saint Han Solo will smite you all for not worshiping the Almighty Vader.
He hated just like them, so the makes him a star.
It's funny how these two dudes are fighting about God not being a star and being a stoner.
I don't even understand why that matters ever. But
I don't know.
Notice how it's just that guy fighting with that guy. There's nobody else.
Yeah, right.
And your car door noise keeps telling me when there's a new message.
That's what's funny is that dude Eric even put 3CPO was the robot. So he could probably spell the same. He could be spelled it the same way you spelled it.
Yeah, but see, if you go back and look at it, I fixed it. It says 3C3PO. I don't even know what I just said now. C3PO. God damn.
That dude, Steve Painter, goes, I wish that Jesus dude would have turned a fern into a pot plant instead of water into wine. The fuck, now you got another stoner jumping into it.
Yeah, but yet Yoda's probably dead. Yeah, but Yoda's dead now.
All due to Vader.
Excuse me.
I said Yoda's dead. All due to Vader.
Why?
Well, then he died in the fucking third Star Wars. Oh, wait, no, not the Star Wars. I think it was Return of the Jedi is where he died.
That would be... Well, technically, that'd be the third one. But it's really the sixth one. Now we're hailing Yoda.
Yeah. We're hailing Yoda, we're hailing fucking Vader, but no one's going to hail that dude God for whatsoever.
Funny how that works.
But it's just way how, like you said, it went from being about God to praising Star Wars.
Jabba says, fuck your God talk.
Jabba, don't you mean that was, I had Jabba the Hutt. I must have Jabba.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt, motherfucker. You know, like your ex-girlfriend. No way, she was Chewbacca. She was both.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Chewbacca.
She was a hairy Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, right? Oh, great. It all led up to that dude Eric fucking adding both me and you.
I don't know.
He's having a fucking friendly. What the hell? No! I'm not accepting.
I don't have a friend request.
I did. I'm not even going to accept. I'll let you sit there for a while.
See? I don't have a friend request, so I'm safe. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I do have a friend request. Yeah, it is that dude, okay. That's really strange. See, I'm not here to make friends. I'm just here to say stupid shit on your God talk. That's about it.
Yeah, right.
See that? And nobody said add me in this conversation or anything.
Yeah,
see how that works?
these kids.
No one to talk to, I'm sad.
Oh, well. I can't even type either. See that? That dude Dale is fucking having a bad effect on us. We can't spell our shit now.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Well, that dude Eric can just sit in our fucking box there.
He's already in the box.
Yep.
Go ahead and say you don't know. That'd be fucking hilarious.
I should do that. Not now. Aw, damn it, it doesn't do that anymore.
Seriously?
Yeah, you hit not now, it's requested and mark as spam.
What the fuck? Fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why people aren't really blocked as much anymore.
Right?
I wonder if the people of Facebook ever tried to add somebody and then they got responded back with, I don't know, I'm out of Facebook.
Yeah, and definitely.
They were blocked.
Damn, the fuck.
Okay, who was the fuckhead that reported this? Like, damn, you can't spell seriously.
Who reported what?
Somebody reported this fat girl's photo. Said it was pornography.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
That's great. What the hell was Paul Heyman hugging Michael Cole for?
I don't know.
That's very weird.
Yeah. So where's the fucking bitch that got reported for being fucking fat?
Hey, hold on. This chick says she's 37. She does not look 37. I don't know. Look at all Juggalo's chat. I will show you right there. The fat girl was reported for pornography.
I think it's funny how I'm talking shit about fucking, Chewbacca now, aka Hysteria.
Where the hell are you talking about Chewbacca?
There's a post in there that says, what is it? I lost it again. Oh, there we go. Some chick goes, why do girls have to suck dick, but guys don't have to eat out? And I'm just fucking talking about how.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Damn, 53 comments on that.
Yeah, right?
See, man, I need that bitch right there. She's willing to suck a dick.
Unfortunately, she's taken.
I don't give a fuck. I need a bitch like, yeah, willing to suck some dick. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Somebody said you're nasty shit.
Yeah, about the fucking fact that I went down Chewbacca.
Could you imagine seeing what the hell Flower Child's pussy looks like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm disturbed just thinking about it.
Since she's a hippie.
Yeah, she don't shower, she don't shave.
Hey, yo. Wait, that bitch is willing to suck dick, but her boyfriend won't eat her out. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, right.
Sucks to be her, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? No, well.
Oh, well.
Ray Jan Irwin. Don't know where the fuck you came from, but okay. Well, you got an okay face, but your tits look better. Let's see. Guys with pussy, just not too hairy. Yep. You'd be fucked if you met Chewbacca. Lori Brown, 37. And she don't even look 37 like you said.
Exactly.
Looks like she's about fucking 16.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I found it. Okay, who was the fuckhead that reported this? Like, seriously, it's pornographic. It's, you can't even spell pornographic or anything.
Or seriously.
Yeah. I mean, she can spell it most easiest of words, fuck, and reported. And fuck twat. But you can't spell pornographic or seriously.
Fuck twat.
I should report you, Emma Jane. That's fucking pornography.
The reporter is ugly fat bitch on Facebook.
That too.
What the fuck?
Oh, great. You're watching that fucking video. That's even Cigarettes of Bullies Courtman commercial.
Yeah, it's just funny as hell.
Yeah. Outside now. Well, why the fuck you gotta go outside?
Oh, yeah? Do you have these same conversations?
No, because I don't need to go outside. I just smoke in my room.
That's something Havoc would do. Break into somebody's house and just randomly start eating their cheese.
Well, it's not. I think it's funny how you got all these chicks fucking talking with their fucking turn on spots and this shit, too. It's like, well, if I ever fuck you, I know exactly what to do to turn your ears on.
You ain't gonna fuck any of them bitches, man. All them bitches are nasty. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's okay to have a conversation like that, right there. You say it anywhere else, and you're a pervert.
Yeah. Here we go. Well, any of y'all want to add me, feel free to. Here we go. Add me.
Who the fuck is that?
Some dude coming up in that fucking sex chat.
Was he even talking?
Yeah. Then he goes, add me.
Add me so I could talk sexual with you.
Right.
I didn't get blocked.
Papa. The Sailor Man.
What? No.
I should feel free to add me, but if you like Lil Wayne,
really, you're gonna bring Lil Wayne? I think I'd bring Lil Wayne in every conversation. God damn it!
Don't do it. Okay, fine. I'll put Hobson. This is about to kick us off.
All right, bye.
Peace.